think we can't afford to any longer treat this as island by island. So mm-hmm. we want to really encourage and bring together the groups from the various components within the Caribbean. The idea that, you know, we're going to have hurricanes here. We've had hurricanes. We will continue to have major hurricanes in this area. So rather than wait, where's your list? Where can you put it? Well, you'll know you'll be able to get to it. That says who you can contact, where you'll get your information. Where are you going to get your information? From whom? What if your standard ways of communicating break down? Your phone, you don't have phone service. How else will you communicate with people, your loved ones? You know, people who you need to take care of. Who are they and how will you get to them? Where are they? The Dutch side, there was a great evacuation of dialysis patients, for example. And, you know, they showed really a great competence in being able to work with a certain population of patients. But I think we have to identify every population of patients and prioritize how we are going to address their medical needs in those desperate situations. And that needs to be coordinated among a number of agencies, the ambulance groups, the fire groups, the police groups. And what happens, I think, a lot is the plans are made within the groups, but mm-hmm. bringing them together, I think, is the challenge. And that's where we're hopeful that the center will be able to help with that.